I live in a mid-Michigan rural township, you know, the brainchild of the Ordinance of 1785. It outlined the development of this region by creating 6x6 square mile boxes for townships. Despite its relatively sparse population, our little township is carved up into 4 school districts. The boundaries are obviously irregular in shape. Just a mile to my east is a county line. My kids attend a school in that county. My next-door neighbor's children attend a school in our county. Our state and national boundaries have interesting stories as well. Like these, most of the boundaries that separate us are human creations. The events of September 11th have many of our citizens focusing on boundaries, national, ethnic, religious, political, and more. We distinguish between those who live on the other side of the boundaries as being somehow separate or different from us. We rally around symbols of those boundaries, our flag, our church, and so forth. But I think you would agree that it would be silly for me to consider my next-door neighbor who happens to reside in a different school district as different from me simply because he's across an arbitrary boundary. Or think that kids who live in the adjacent county, who nevertheless go to the same school as mine, are as a result different than my own. Nature's boundaries are much more seamless. Some birds migrate seasonally from one continent to another. Monarch butterflies that grace our backyards during summer retreat to Mexico for the winter. The air that I am breathing as I speak to you will travel the world and be breathed in by plants and animals and other humans, perhaps in Pittsburgh or Paris, undergoing numerous chemical transformations along the way. The hydrologic cycle that sustains us moves water from the Great Lakes around the world, flowing into the Atlantic Ocean or evaporating into the atmosphere to be part of rain in North Carolina or Quebec. How could we think for a moment that we are separate from nature? I believe we spend way too much of our psychic energy focusing on what sets us apart from each other, what makes us different. We use artificial boundaries to separate us from them, I from thou. We need to learn from nature. If you look at pictures of Earth from outer space, you notice this beautiful blue sphere. It provides us life. In fact, it is teeming with life. We can't see boundaries between us from that distance. We see a system of life that is connected and interrelated. In fact, it's dependent, wholly dependent, upon relationships. When we pause long enough to look closely, we can see how they all interact to make that ecosystem vibrant. When we begin to look at all of us humans as being interrelated with the rest of the biosphere that provides us with air to breathe, water to sustain life, and food to nourish our development, perhaps we can dissolve the artificial boundaries that divide us from each other. Maybe, if we could see that we are not separate from nature, but part of it, maybe then we will learn to treat our home with more affection. And maybe, just maybe, that affection can spread from human to human with less reliance on violence and more on empathy and compassion. Maybe it's time to set aside our national flags for a while and rally around the Earth flag that honors the home we all share.